English Waves, in collaboration with the language school Linguistic Lustig, presents its program for children, The Kids' Corner. There'll be a new story each week that you can enjoy listening to with your children, and even read to them, or have them read to you.
Hello everyone, this is Sarah speaking for our weekly meeting on Lustig Radio, and I am here to give you some food for thought. Here are some hints about today's topic. Have you ever heard of the cat's pose? Meow. The cobra pose. Sss. The downward dog. Woof, woof. The dragon's breath. These are yoga poses. To do the cat's pose, you need to be on your hands and knees on all fours, and bow your back, like cats do when they are scared. To do the downward dog, you need to lift your buttocks the highest you can while stretching your back, like dogs do when they are about to jump. Funny exercises, right? When you do yoga, you can pretend to be an animal, but you can also pretend to be a tree or even a mountain. But do you know why people do yoga? Yoga was invented thousands of years ago in India. It is an ancient Indian practice. That means it is really old. Yoga is not a sport. Yoga is the connection of your body and your mind. When doing yoga, you're taking the time to deeply feel your emotions. You are doing yoga when you're connecting to how you feel right now. Maybe you're feeling happy because it's sunny outside. Maybe you're feeling sad because you're missing a friend. Maybe you're feeling angry because you fought with your sister or your brother. However you're feeling, yoga helps you understand how your body reacts to these different emotions. One way of doing so is meditation. Do you want to try it out? You are free to stop if you're not comfortable with it. Meditation can be challenging for some people, and that's okay if it's challenging for you. We can try it at another time. Now, let's put on some relaxing background music. Lie down on your mat. Spread your legs and put your arms by your sides. You are now in Shavasana, a meditation pose. Close your eyes and relax. Focus on your breath. Are you breathing quickly? Are you breathing slowly? Is it noisy? Is it silent? Focus on your chest. Inside your chest, your lungs are filling up with air while you're breathing in, and they are going flat when you're breathing out, up and down. Your chest is rising and falling. Now take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, and a long and slow breath out for 1, 2, 3. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Carry on and count to 3 when you breathe in, and count to 3 when you breathe out. Focus on your neck. How does it feel? Is it tense? Is it relaxed? Don't judge, just observe. Focus on your shoulders. How do they feel? Are they tense? Are they relaxed? Focus on your hands. How do they feel? Tense? Relaxed? Now focus on your thighs. How do they feel? And your feet? How do they feel? Now finally, take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3. two, three. And a long and slow breath out for one, two, three. Can you feel how cold the air is when it goes into your nose? And how warm the air is when it goes out of your nose? In and out. One last time, take a deep and slow breath in and breathe it out, deeply and slowly. Now gently move the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Wow, that was a unique experience. I enjoyed it very much, and I hope you did too. How do you feel? Still the same? Happy? Sad? Angry? Relaxed, maybe? There is no right or wrong answer to this question. Thank you for listening to this Food for Thought episode. Take care and see you next week with more to get your teeth into.